How would you advise a coach that's done that in the past to get away from that and get back to refocusing his team?
Well, let's talk first about Steve Nash again, the individual. What we try to do with each of our players individually is talk with them, either myself or one of my assistant coaches, about how they feel. Lamar Butler, our great shooting guard, went through a period where he didn't score in double figures five consecutive games. And what we asked him to do is go back to his high school days and to remember when he played his best basketball in high school and to reflect on that and to put that utmost in his mind so he would be in a good mental frame of mind to play well. And 3 weeks after going through a what everybody called a shooting slump, five straight games without scoring in double figures, he was named the outstanding player in the D.C. Regional and helped us get to the Final Four, and he was the star player. And he was only able to do that because instead of focusing on the negative or focusing on the pressure or what he was not able to do, he started to just remember, put himself in a great mental frame of mind and an emotional state of being relaxed and enjoying the process. And that's what we also try to do with our team, to try to put him in the right mental frame of mind to not focus on winning, but the expression we use all the time, it doesn't matter who we play or where we play. What matters is how we play. And how we play, how we perform, is based on how relaxed we are and focused we are on doing the things that we can control. We can't control a referee and his calls. So how we handle it when they make a bad call is more important than making a shot. Because emotionally, if you get out of joint because the referee made a bad call or missed a call where you got fouled and they didn't call it, you get distracted and you will create in your team's mind that same perception every time the whistle blows. So it tends to snowball. It gets worse. It gets bigger. And I see it all the time with college teams and with NBA teams. And I think as a coach, the most important thing you can do is create the environment for success. And that is get your players like a Steve Nash or your team like the Phoenix Suns to relax and focus, not to put pressure and focus on the winning. That's just our way of doing things.